Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, boys and girls, to Fantasy Football. Yes, you have reached the purgatory place where you can talk fantasy football, learn everything there is to know about your team. So sit back and let the fantasy football god tell you what to do here in week five. Welcome to Fantasy Football Huddle. My name's Tom. Right alongside me here soon will be my partner in crime, that redneck from Philly. Yes, Kevin will be joining us here on Fantasy Football Huddle. Now, you guys, most of you probably know by now that you have tuned into The Balance here on Blog Talk Radio. The Balance is part two of our show during football season so that we can dedicate a lot of time to the huddle and what to do with your fantasy football team. So as soon as we can get Kevin mic'd up, we will get him on the air here. Now, we are going to talk about some matchups today. We're going to talk about some of your running backs, your wide receivers, how the bye week may have affected you. So make sure that you stick around right here on Fantasy Football Huddle. We will be right back. Welcome back to Fantasy Football Huddle. I know, boys and girls, you thought that I had forgot to mention the ultimate story of the week. Yes, it is true, folks. In case you have not heard, Randy Moss is no longer a New England Patriot. Breaking news, Randy Moss is no longer a New England Patriot. Well, what are your thoughts on that? Give us a call here, 213-325-3434. We got right here alongside me, my partner in crime, that redneck from Philly. Kevin, so glad you could join us today in the huddle. How is it going?
It is going good. It's good to be on the huddle and talk some fantasy sports.
That's right. I tell you what, how is them fighting eagles? Is that what your team's called, the fighting eagles?
That is my fighting eagles. That's right. We are 3-1. I got beat pretty good last week, but unfortunately I had some injuries as well as just my defense for Philly and a couple other players on my side. I guess for lack of better terms, dropped the ball.
You just dropped the ball.
Yeah, no performance from my players.
The Fighting Eagles dropped the ball. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Kevin, you were the guy to break the news and the balance about the Randy Moss trade. What are your thoughts? What is going on over there in Minnesota? What's going to happen with the Brady Bunch? What's going on, my brother?
Well, the Brady Bunch wants to, right now, supposedly he's looking at wanting to get back with one of the wide receivers that left New England, went to Tampa Bay. Went to Seattle. You know, I don't know really what's going to go on there. He wants to branch back. We'll see if that happens. I'm surprised, really, that Minnesota picked up Randy Moss. Randy Moss is a good player, great wide receiver, made some unbelievable one-handed catches this year. But when he was with Minnesota, he had a lot of off-field issues as well as Well, he had even had some on-field issues with mooning the fans to flipping off referees to, you know, some kind of surprise that Brad Childress brought Moss back to Minnesota. And I don't know how well it's going to work anyhow. Right now, I know there's a lot of Brett Favre fans out there, but really he is not doing all that well with his pass control.
Right. Well, here's the thing, and we'll certainly get into that as we move on into the balance. But I tell you one thing for sure, boys and girls, Minnesota has one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time to ever play the game, Mr. Favre. Now they have one of the greatest wide receivers to ever play the game in Moss. Now, let's see, who else might be up there in Minnesota that we may have heard of in fantasy football? Oh, a little guy by the name of Adrian Peterson. I don't know. If you've got that Favre-Moss-Peterson combo, look out. What do you think, Kevin? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of potential there for them. Like I said, I just don't know how that's going to work out. Brett Favre is, by doubt, one of the best quarterbacks ever to play the game. But at the same token, how he's playing right now, that's a little bit different of a story. He's definitely lost some of his legacy in my eye, as far as he should have went out when he was on top. He's lost a little bit right now.
Well, I tell you what, he's right there with Brett Favre, and now so we'll see what happens. So what we're going to do right now, fantasy football huddle, boys and girls, welcome to the huddle. Week 5. It was bye week. Last week was the first week of the byes. I don't think that I need to educate you on what bye weeks can do to your team. Kevin, tell me you didn't start a bye player this week, last week.
Well, I didn't start a bye player, but unfortunately, I did start Garcon, and didn't realize in time that I needed to switch him. So, yeah, I was short a wide receiver last week. But you know what? I made sure this week I've looked at the schedule, and I have nobody. That is
nobody.
Double not scheduled
that,
to play.
Huh?
That's going to be
go
there.
On. I tell you, I didn't play a bye, but I might as well. I went ahead and said I'm going to go ahead and start Michael Vick one more week. That came back to bite me. But in the end, that's right. The Pigskin Pirates did pull off a win, did pull off an upset, actually, as a matter of fact. So we'll see what's going on. And we've got a lot of good games this week. Of course, we've got our Colts, and I said last week in the huddle, we're not going to feature the matchup of the week every week to be the Colts game. So we will dive into that a little bit more into the once we move over to the balance coming up here in at 9:30 Eastern time. But Kansas City coming in undefeated. Who would have thought it? Who would have thunk it at the beginning of the season that Kansas City and the Colts would have been I would have predicted maybe one of the teams would have been undefeated, but it certainly wouldn't have been the Kansas City Chiefs. What is going on over there in Kansas City?
Yeah, that is definitely a huge surprise. I definitely would not say I predicted Kansas City to be 0-4 like the 49ers are right now. But I definitely did not pick the two teams playing this Sunday. If I had to pick who was going to be 2-2, who was going to be 4-0, it definitely would be opposite of what it is right now.
Well, it's definitely going to be a good game, and so we will break that down a little bit more detail. We got a lot of good games. We got the Jaguars and the Bills. I don't know that that's really going to be and I'm just going to kind of go through some of my picks, some of my matchups here. Kevin, I want you to just kind of throw in who you pick. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. And, Kevin, you don't know that I'm going to do this because this is one of Tom's spontaneous moments of brilliance. We're going to do a fantasy football huddle pick 'em each and every week. So what we're going to do, we're going to dive right into here. I'm going to tell you my pick, you tell me your pick. We're going to go through these matchups right now here real quick. Jaguars and the Bills, who you got, Kevin?
I'm going for Jaguars.
I'm going for the Bills. Buccaneers versus the Bengals.
Oh, I'll go Cincinnati on that one since it's in Cincinnati.
I'm going to take the Bengals on that one as well. Now we got another good matchup. This is really going to be a good game, and it's not getting a lot of press, but it is the Falcons and the Browns.
I'm going to go with Falcons. I think Matt Ryan can pull that out.
I'm going to agree with you. I think this is going to be I think they're starting to get in sync with Michael Turner down there. I think that this is going to be a good week. Falcons over the Browns, but don't underestimate the Browns. I'm going to tell you, this week is going to be, could possibly shape up into the upset of the week there. Rams and Lions. Those Rams have been playing some ball, and I tell you what, I went ahead and picked up Mr. Bradford because he was still out there on the waiver wire this week. Boys and girls, I'm going to tell you what, Sam Bradford is down there playing some football in St. Louis. You need to give him a look, if nothing else, to have him on your bench. He is he's underneath the radar right now, but it's going to be a good game. Rams and Lions, historically over the last few years, have had really bad seasons. But, wait a tick, they are now starting to play some football. This could be a very good game. Rams and Lions, Kevin, who do you pick?
I'm going for Rams. I have been impressed with Sam Bradford. I knew he was good coming in, but he has developed a little bit faster than I expected him to, so I'm going for the Rams.
Going for the Rams. I'll tell you what, I'm split down the middle on this, and this would be one if I was in Vegas I'd stay away from and certainly wouldn't be messing around with the point spread or the over and under on this game. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with you on the Rams on this. I'm going to swing on their chain just a little bit longer. Next, we've already talked about this game a little bit, and we will break it down more detail when we get over to the balance coming up here at 9:30. But the Colts and the Chiefs, what do you think?
You know, I wish I could say I'm 100% a Colts guy on this one, but I don't know. It's going to come down to can we stop the running game. I'm not worried about Kansas City's passing game as much as I am the run. I think if we stop the run, Indianapolis can pull it off. However, looking at the Kansas City defense, I think we're going to score a lot of points. So, this is one that I don't think I would bet on. Just because our defense has been there, we've stopped the run 1 week and then let them kill us the next week. So,
all right.
I don't think
I'd
go
with the Chiefs or the Colts.
I'm going. I'm gonna have to say the Colts on this one.
I'm taking the Colts on this one as well. I think it's at Lucas Oil. Kansas City's coming in undefeated. They've got a lot on their plate, a lot of pressure. We've lost two. It's at home. I think the Colts are going to take this one. I think that you're right. They are going to have to stop the running game. Colts win. Packers, Redskins.
I'm going to go with Packers just because right now Haynesworth is not Taz's playing. His brother's passed away. So Haynesworth is not 100% certain if he's going to be playing today. So, and I think that's big key for Redskins against a team like Green Bay. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers is my fantasy quarterback, so I hope he lights him up.
Lights him up, and I tell you what, I got Donald Driver as well over there in Green Bay. And I'm going to have to agree with you. It is a situation where I'm not that impressed with the Washington Redskins this year, so I'm taking the Packers. Again, here's another good matchup of the week. Bears and Panthers. This is one of the games I had circled to break down this week. I tell you what, these are two teams that are really trying to bring it. Those Bears have proven themselves this year that they can handle. They can play with the big boys again. So we might see a return of the Chicago Bears. Also, we got Jimmy Clausen down there at Carolina. He is a rookie quarterback. He's going to make mistakes, but I think at the end of the season, we'll look back and see that he was a pretty good one. And I tell you what, if you want to go ahead and look at picking up Jimmy Clausen as a backup quarterback for you, may not be a bad option there. What are your pick between the Bears and the Panthers, Kevin?
I'm going to have to go for Bears. I think the Panthers defense will possibly give Cutler a little bit of issues, but unfortunately, I don't think Clausen is going to give too much of a problem to the Chicago defense. So I'm going to go with Chicago on that one.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I think that Carolina has the opportunity to have a really big game. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a defensive game. And I think that Jimmy Clausen is getting a lot of pressure. I think that he is starting to come into sync and get his timing down. I'm going to go ahead and give this one to Carolina. Broncos and the Ravens. What are your thoughts on that game?
I'm going to have to go with Baltimore on that one. It's at home. Both teams, to me, have been, I guess, for lack of better terms, more mediocre than I expected them to be this year. Neither team has really stood out and wowed me with either offense or defense. So because it's at home in Baltimore, I'm going to pick them.
I agree. There's not much of a thought pattern on this, but I don't really like the Broncos this year, so I'm just going to go ahead and go with the Ravens. We've got to zip through the rest of these pretty quickly so we can get back into on the start 'em and set 'ems for week number five. So real quickly, Giants and Texans, Kevin.
I'm going to go for Houston on that one.
I agree. We're going to see a win with Texans on that one. Saints and Cardinals. Saints and Cardinals.
I'm going with Saints there.
Going with the Saints, too. Titans and Cowboys.
I'm going to have to go for the Titans. I think Young's having a good game.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I think America's favorite team is going to pull this one off. Chargers and Raiders.
Well, that's a good one. Again, it's another one neither team really does much for me, but I'm going to have to go with San Diego.
San Diego as well. This one, I think we know what you're going to pick on this one. Eagles and 49ers.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what, if Eagles don't beat the 0-4 49ers, you are going to see one upset of rednecks from Philly.
I agree with you, but here's what I think. We're going to see some upset redneck in Philly because I'm going to say San Francisco is going to win. Eagles are going to fly out west, and they are just going to get demolished. Vikings and the Jets. Now, this is going to be a good matchup. Randy Moss back over in the Meadowlands. It's going to be the media hype of the week. It's going to be the Super Bowl coverage. It's going to be Peterson, Favre, and Moss. And we've got LaDainian Tomlinson out there, all kinds of storylines out there. What's going to happen with that game real quickly, Kevin?
You know, I'm going to have to stick with the Jets on that one. I think Sanchez at home is going to – and I think part of it is the circus that's going on right now. I don't care what anybody says. To me, that's a distraction. And I think right now that Sanchez is going to take that and the Jets are going to win.
Well, I'm going to give this one to the Jets as well, so we'll see how that plays out. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with your stardom and your setups, so keep it right here on Fantasy Football Huddle. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Huddle. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you can join us. You log on to Blog Talk Radio. Join us in the chat room right there. Also, you can call us 213-325-3434. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And, Kevin, we do have some people in the chat room today, do we not?
Yes, we do. We have the Joker and Yogun27. Looks like Yogun27, I think he went and got some coffee or something. Haven't heard from you for a little bit. Chatting right now with the Joker. Just asking what his thoughts are on sports for the week. So as soon as he sends me that, I'll definitely make sure we talk about that on air as well.
That's right, and welcome to the show, guys, and we welcome you. And anybody else wants to log on and join us in the chat room, that's fine, too. Kevin, and chat with Kevin, and give us your fantasy football huddle thoughts, and stick around for the balance coming up here in about 10 minutes. Welcome, guys, to the huddle. All right, let's dive right into them. Start them and set them. Kevin, we're going to go through these pretty quickly here, so I hope you can keep up because – we have got we've got a lot of ground to cover here. Start him and set him, Eli Manning. I tell you what, in quarterback position, he's not a number one fantasy quarterback. He had a great year in 2009, but prior to that, in my opinion, he's number two. Eli Manning, don't start him today. I mean, this week, that's my opinion. What are your thoughts?
I agree. I don't. He's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's a starter right now. I still think my top three, which I have to agree with. I normally don't agree with a lot of the sports announcers on television, but this one I have to. I have to agree that Rodgers, Breeze, and Manning are still your best choices when it comes to quarterbacks right now for fantasy football.
I agree. Now, not everybody has those super studs. I'm going to tell you. Here's some of the other people you need to look at about starting them. Joe Flacco versus Denver. Flacco has several things in his favor this week. I'd start him. Matt Ryan at Cleveland. I tell you what, the secondary is clearly weak for the Browns. So go ahead and start Matt Ryan. Sean Hill versus the Rams. I'm going to tell you, though, we just talked about this a while ago. The Rams' defense has drastically improved this season. I still like Sean Hill. Go ahead and start him. You got to start the Favre. You got to start the Palmer. So, and I tell you what, my sleeper pick of the week, if you've got him, take a look at him. Ryan Fitzpatrick. You need to kind of take a look at him. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's a good bye week fill-in, and I think New England's on a bye this week as well. Is that correct, Kevin?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's what I thought. So New England is on a bye this week, so maybe if you've got Tom Brady and no extra quarterback, and he might be out there in a lot of leagues, so I'd take a look at him. Kevin, what are your thoughts on the quarterback situation? Who to set? Who don't you play this week?
Well, definitely make sure if you have make sure you don't pick Vic. That's one thing for sure. The other thing to be aware of is Jay Cutler is injured. So you got it. Yes, you know, he's a good quarterback when he's on the spot, but he is injured a little bit this week. So, everybody's jumps on the Ben Roethlisberger bandwagon. Don't jump too soon. Remember, this is a bye week. He might be up there next week, but I would definitely be careful on even when he comes back, how quick I'd put him up there. I've been pretty impressed with numbers-wise, fantasy points at least, with Donovan McNabb. He's been pretty consistent this year, cranking out some yards. I would, if I had McNabb, I'd start McNabb right now.
Okay. So are you saying we're on set him now? So what we want to do is, so you're saying start Donovan McNabb, okay.
I say start Donovan McNabb, Jet Cutler.
Okay. Now here's some of my setting things on the quarterback, and then we'll jump into these other positions. Kyle Horton, go ahead and set him. Horton, with the way he's played this season, I tell you what, and he's going to be playing Baltimore, steer clear of that. Don't, if you've got a better option, sit Kyle Horton. I'm going to disagree with you on the Donovan McNabb thing. I would go ahead and set him. The Packers are beat up defense. I don't know. I would set him. I would set him. Josh Freeman at Cincinnati. I tell you what, Freeman has played well so far this season. I'm just not impressed with him. Kevin Cobb. I know everybody. You got Michael Vick. Got to play Kevin Cobb. No, you don't.
Yeah,
set
no.
it. He'll get you another quarterback.
Yep.
I tell you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kevin.
No, I said I agree. Even as a Philadelphia fan, I definitely agree 100% on that one.
Okay. Now, I tell you what, I am not a big fan of Mark Sanchez. I know fantasy owners are all giddy over Sanchez, and for obvious reasons. He's been tremendous in his past three starts with 8 touchdowns and no interceptions and an average of 25 fantasy points a game against New England, Miami, and Buffalo. And this week, he gets San Antonio Holmes back from suspension. And I'm just going to tell you, I still don't like him. Go ahead and in my opinion, set him. I know. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that one.
Huh?
I was going to ask you that question.
Do you want to know?
I was going to ask you about sitting him on that one. So,
well, Minnesota only allowed 3 passing touchdowns on the season. I just consider Sanchez a number 2 option. If you've got nobody better, you know, of course, play him. But at the same time, these are my thoughts on the start him and set him. I think this week, you know, with him playing Minnesota, I just think that he would be a number 2 option. He's certainly turning into a good fantasy football quarterback. But the thing is, unless you've got Peyton Manning, your Tom Brady's, the 5 super studs where you can comfortably start them every week, each and every week, you have to look at the matchup and strategize your game around the matchup. That's how you win in fantasy football. That's how it's a little bit different. Just because they're getting great media coverage and they're getting good points doesn't mean that necessarily the matchup of the week. Remember, any given Sunday. Going over to the running backs, Kevin, who are you starting on the running back situation?
Well, you know, I definitely would not start McCoy as I had him. I'm looking at still, Peterson is still one of my top choices to start. Right now, again, you know, with Minnesota, with Minnesota playing the Jets, I think Peterson's going to have some yards. So I would definitely start Peterson on that one.
Okay. Well, my stardom for this week, Thomas Jones coming over in Indianapolis. Like I said, we've talked about this game a couple more times, and we'll certainly break that down in more detail over on the balance here coming up. Jones has a chance to be very productive this matchup and should be fresh coming off the bye week, so certainly start Thomas Jones. Beanie Wells, this is the last chance for Wells to prove that he can be a starting fantasy option in all leagues. He needs to do it. He needs to bring it. Go ahead and start him and give him an opportunity. Those are my start-up. Now, I tell you what, my sleeper alert guy, Ryan Teron, I tell you what, this should be a good week start for Teron with Clinton Portis. You know, he's got that groin injury. He's out. So go ahead and give Ryan Teron, however you say that name, out. Kevin, who do you set in the running back situation this week?
My running back situation, like I said, I would set somebody like McCoy coming off some injuries. As far as because of who the matchup is, you've got to look. I like Carolina's defense. I'm definitely not a big fan of – I don't know. To me, the defense is on – there's a lot of teams this year are really struggling with some run defense. My biggest starter, which is I cannot find him on my fantasy football. I wish I would have grabbed him, is Arian Foster for Houston. I don't know where this boy came from, but if I had Arian Foster, I would definitely start him against the Giants. I think he's going to put some yards up against that defense.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you – go ahead, Kevin.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. Here's my set-em positions here. Set Marion Barber against Tennessee. The Titans' run defense is good but not great. Set Marion Barber. Cadillac Williams – I tell you what, Tampa Bay has got to stop Cadillac Williams. They're going to develop their whole game plan on stopping Cadillac Williams. Here's the deal. Go ahead and set him this week. Remember, it's about matchup. Jonathan Stewart. Stewart has found a way to score in each of the past 2 weeks with rushing touchdown in week three against the Bengals, receiving touchdown in week four at New Orleans. Again, about the matchup. Don't start him. All right, guys, here is another one that you're like, oh, I can't set him. Here's the deal. Set LaDainian Tomlinson. Again, the matchup. I don't like that matchup, that Jets-Minnesota matchup. The Vikings D is strong. LaDainian Tomlinson, it's hard to set him. I understand that, especially on the way that he's played over the last couple of weeks. But this is a tough matchup for him. Again, set LaDainian Tomlinson. Any thoughts on no set-ems, Kevin?
No, I have to agree with you on that. I know, unfortunately, sometimes when you hit the fantasy sports, you look at what numbers they put out. But unfortunately, you're right. With that defense, I don't see LaDainian Tomlinson getting a lot of yards. I agree in the last couple weeks, but this week definitely sit him.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to dive into the balance here in just a minute. So real quickly, Kevin, I'm just going to go through these guys. And remember, we don't always get to touch everybody. So if you've got them on your team and you're like, he didn't mention my guy, hey, we're still buds. We'll get him next week. Make sure you send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. So just going to go through the wide receivers. Start Mark Clayton, Lance Moore, and Terrell Owens. I tell you what, my sleeper guy is Derek Mason. Number two wide receivers have hurt the Broncos all year. Go ahead and start Derek Mason. Set Malcolm Floyd. Floyd has been great this year, but there again, the matchup, I don't like it. Lewis Murphy, go ahead and set him. Santana Moss, don't like the matchup again. Set him. And I tell you what, here's another one. Set Brandon Lloyd. There again, I know everybody's like, I can't set him. Look at the matchup. Lloyd has been, in my opinion, one of the biggest surprises of the season for fantasy owners, and it's hard to set him. Sometimes you just got to bite the grit if you've got somebody better. I'm not telling you to set Brandon Lloyd for somebody that's injured. I'm not telling you to set Brandon Lloyd. I'm trying to tell you to look at the matchup if you've got a better option to play them. Tight ends, go ahead and start Zach Miller. He's been doing he's had a great year. And go ahead and start Lewis. And I tell you what, who I like for my sleeper there is Benjamin Watson. So the Falcons have allowed a touchdown in the opposing tight end in each of the three past 2 weeks. Go ahead and start Benjamin Watson. Your tight end, set Owen Daniels, Todd Heap, and I tell you what, here's another one. Everybody looks at me and says, every week, Tom, you say something stupid. Set Tony Gonzalez. This week,
yep.
Teddy, I'm just saying I don't like the matchup there. D's, go ahead and start them Bears. We talked about them earlier. They are doing it. Some other good matchups are the Falcons, the Bengals, and Cowboys. I'd certainly look at starting those D's. Again, set the Titans. I think Dallas are going to come in there, and they're going to win that game. Kickers, John Carney in Arizona, he's tearing it up. Other kickers to look at, Dave Buehler, Mike Nugent. Not that kickers aren't important. We don't spend a lot of time on kickers. I understand that. Obviously, Sobey last week proved that a kicker is very important to the team, which we'll get into on the balance. And I would set with the kickers. I would certainly take a look at setting Jawanowski. And I can't say his name. I can't. I'm not even going to try it.
I say it's not working.
I'm not even going to try it.
Yeah. Don't even try it.
Well, Kevin, we're going to be right back. When we come back, we're going into the balance.
Anybody wants out, can get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs. Okay? This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? What are we talking about? Playoffs? Are you kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We shouldn't send him in. That's a damn coaching mistake. Right? The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
We don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack.
Come after me.
Very honest assessment. I saw
him. I'm a man. I'm sorry.
Off,
I'm not a kid.
Where's
the kid here? Are you kidding me?
That's all I got to say. It makes me me want to puke.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
And welcome to The Balance. We meet every Saturday morning, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 9, depending on schedules. Again, we don't get the multi-million-dollar ESPN contracts. Kevin, are you there?
I am here.
I got my game on.
Kevin, do you have your game on for The Balance? Are
we,
you ready?
The game is on, brother.
All right. Kevin, what do we got coming up here in college football? Tell our listeners what's going on with college football, how they can get in touch with us, how they can talk with us. Kevin.
There you go. I got it, brother. Right now, you know, let's talk a little bit first on how you can get a hold of us. And thank you for joining us. Right now in chat, we have Dorn the Joker and Yogun27. Thanks for coming on board the chat. Send us what you want to hear us talk about. Again, this is not just Tom and I's show. This is yours. We want to cover all the sports, but we definitely want to cover the ones that you want to hear about as well. You can reach us at tbalance@ymail.com, as well as, again, Blog Talk Radio. Look us up on The Balance. Go to the chat room. Have it pulled up, and we'll talk right now. As far as college football goes this week, we have some good games. We also have some games that think are just going to be total blowouts. One of the first games, Indiana goes to Ohio State. I don't see Ohio State fumbling this one. I think Ohio State is going to run over IU. I know. I live in Indiana, and I'm supposed to support IU and jump on the bandwagon, but I just can't do it against Ohio State, even though I can't stand Ohio State. They got Wisconsin, Minnesota. Big games for me, I'm going to tell you, that I think are going to be close and are going to be some really good games. Michigan State ranked number 17 at Michigan ranked number 18. I definitely like to hear some things in my chat room about what you think about that game. I think that is going to be a fought game. I know it's in Michigan, but I still think it's going to be an awesome game. I'm going to go for Michigan State. I know everybody says it's in Michigan. There's no way they could win. I know Michigan's got a quarterback that is lighting things up. But again, I'm going to go for Michigan State on that. Tom, what is your opinion on the Michigan State Michigan game?
Well, here's the thing. I don't even get me started on Michigan. Okay. Especially after what happened last week down there in Bloomington. Oh, I'll tell you what, I filled up the cuss jar, brother. I'm going to tell you, that Robinson, he's tough. It's a tough game. It's a tough pick. I'm going to still think that Michigan's going to pull the win out on this. This is a interstate rivalry game. It is a game that just they throw the record books away, Michigan State and Michigan. I'm going to go with Michigan on that game there, Kevin. So what about Ohio State? Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry, buddy.
Go ahead. Which game?
I was going to say, what about Ohio State? Number 2, unbeaten, but needs to turn it up this week. What do you think?
I don't think this is going to be too much of a challenge for him. Again, I mean, I know I should be pulling for IU, but I can't
do
it.
You know where
him,
I was going with that on that.
And I hate Ohio State.
I tell you what, this obviously is going to be a fun game to watch. I mean, obviously, from the aspects of being an IU guy, I'm going to say go Hoosiers. But, you know, when it comes to serious talk about some serious football, Ohio State's going to wrap this game up, and it's not going to be a big challenge of what's going on there. What else is going on in football this week? We've got Alabama and South Carolina.
Well, Tom,
another good. Go ahead.
real quick, we got Dorn is on chat as well as listening to us, and he has said that his pick is Michigan State, although he is a IU alumni, so in big capital letters, he put hope for the game. I hate to tell one of my listeners, but I believe in hope, but I also believe in reality and fantasy, and I think hope is under the fantasy part for this Ohio State-IU game. But I definitely agree with him, and I'm glad, you know what, I want to say thanks for him to him as well as the Joker for being on there chatting with us. Again, this is their show as much as it is ours, and we want to hear what they have to say. He wanted us to talk a little bit about the Alabama game. There's not much to talk about that one. I don't think South Carolina is going to give Alabama too much of a challenge.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin, and I appreciate our listeners jumping in on the chat room, and we'd love to hear from them. Kevin, you made an excellent point. This is their show, and I tell you what, we're here to talk about whatever you want to talk about, so make sure you do log on Blog Talk Radio. That is going to be a good game, Alabama and South Carolina. That's going to be I tell you what, last year, Mark Ingram, he had a great year last year and has emerged one of the nation's most dangerous running backs and went on to become Alabama's first Heisman Trophy winner. So, I mean, Ingram, like you said, I don't know what all is going to happen with that game. It's going to be a good game to watch. I mean, Alabama 5-0 and 2-0 in the SEC. I said it last week, Alabama is your next national champion unless they just really do something to screw it up. I think, you know, one of the biggest things would be just Alabama has played at a high level. And, you know, the thing about it, I think the Gamecocks, South Carolina, they're very much aware, obviously, of who they're getting ready to play. And when you play in the SEC, even when you're not a good team, you're a good team. And anytime you've got a good team that's just a little bit better, you can push off a very good team like Alabama. So, I mean, I'm going to take in the pick view. I would certainly say that Alabama would have this game. But, you know, it's tough to slow down Ingram. Like I said, he rushed for 246 yards, third best in Alabama history. So, you know, I think South Carolina has what really I think they have the ability to beat them. I really do. But I don't know. To slow down Alabama, you've obviously got to slow down. And so I just think that they're going to take it one play at a time. That sounds cliche. But I think that what we're going to see is South Carolina is going to play a very good game against Alabama. I think at the end, Alabama is going to win the game. But I think South Carolina has the ability to beat a number one team. So we'll see what happens.
I do. Now, the other game that I'm really curious to watch is the LSU-Florida. If LSU, they, in all right, should have lost to Tennessee last week. And I don't know, did you see the fiasco at the end of that game?
I did not. Last week was kind of a crazy week on me catching up on everything. Go ahead and fill me in on that.
LSU hiked the ball. The center didn't pay attention. It was one of those where the center hiked the ball, and it was nowhere near the quarterback. Tennessee recovered. Time expired. Could have won the game, and Tennessee jumped offside. LSU gets the ball back, runs in for a touchdown with no time left on the clock. Tennessee, if they didn't pull the offsides, it would have been a victory and an upset. I haven't been really, you know, Florida's not the same without Tim Tebow. Everybody knew that coming into this year. It's going to be a totally different defense. We don't have somebody like Tebow. But the same token, I really have not been impressed with Florida's game either. So it's the reason I'm going to go for Florida, ranked number 14 over 12 LSU, is because it's in Florida. I think that's going to give the Gators a little bit of an advantage. But that's going to be a good game to watch. I don't see either team being a standout to me as far as an easy win.
Well, that's going to be another good game that I had circled here that I wanted to break down. I mean, the number 12 Tigers will likely you know, need to play a very much improved game against Florida. That's a game that, again, it's an SEC rivalry. It's going to be a tight game. I think I think Florida wins this one. That's just my projection on that. But it's going to be a close game, and I think that LSU really has to do a lot to stop Florida, and I think that they've got their work cut out for them on that game as well. Let's bounce over to the Big Ten real quickly here so we can cover some of the Big Ten. Of course, we've already talked about Ohio State and Indiana. I mean, there's not much of a breakdown to go with that. I mean, I love Indiana. Those are my boys, but you know, I'm also an IU alum, but I'm just going to say that number two, Ohio State, they're going to take care of business. It's always fun to watch Ohio State and Indiana play. It's kind of like, you know, when you watch the little kids play with the big kids at the playground. So it's always a fun game to watch. I mean, they've just got so many weapons, and it's going to be a situation. I don't know how much of a dominance it'll be. I mean, obviously the Hoosiers are playing some pretty good ball. They went into the Big Ten being undefeated. So I think that there is the opportunity there to have a good game, but I think we're going to see that Ohio State's going to win that game. We've got, of course, we've already talked about the Michigan State game, and we spend a lot of time on Big Ten because we're in Big Ten country, Kevin. This is Big Ten country here.
It is, and we're both Big Ten fans, so that doesn't hurt either.
That's right. So what do you think your Penn State's going to do today?
I would really wish I had a lot of confidence this year, but Illinois 2-2, you know, they could come in and go to Happy Valley and make it not so happy of a place. Again, we have a true freshman quarterback, first time in Joe Pa's tenure there, which has been longer than I've been alive. So it's a challenging year for Penn State. And if you're a Penn State fan, you have to understand where Joe Paterno is going with this. You know, we got a true freshman quarterback. Let him develop. It's going to take a year. We might not have a shot at the Big Ten, which we won't. But you know what? Let's give that 1 year, let him develop, and go for the Big Ten next year.
Right. And I agree. I agree. I think that Penn State's going to struggle all year long, but we'll see what happens. I tell you what, another good game that's happening. It's always a good football game between Minnesota and Wisconsin, and those two are going at it. I mean, Minnesota lost to Michigan State. I mean, the Badgers fell 10 spots to number 20 in the AP poll, top 25 poll, after their loss to Michigan State. They're 4-1. They're 0-1 in the Big Ten, and Wisconsin is 0-1 in Big Ten, and Wisconsin 4-1. I'm sorry, Minnesota is 1-4. So, I mean, it'll be a good game. I'm going to go ahead and take the Badgers on this one. I think it's going to be a good game, but I'm going to take Wisconsin on that game as well. Well, Kevin, I tell you what, I've been pushing off the for the World Series. World Series. I don't want to talk about the Phillies and their run. And I tell you what, though, hats off to your Phillies. Looks like that the doors are starting to open up for them, and the stars are starting to line up for them. Congratulations on the no-hitter on that. We will be right back, and when we get back, we will dive into the postseason with some baseball, and we'll also get in our NASCAR here on The Balance. welcome back to The Balance. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is that redneck from Philly, Kevin. What's going on in Major League Baseball? Your Phillies. Looks like the stars are lining up for them. Looks like they have an opportunity to make another appearance to the World Series. What are your thoughts? I saw where you got the Rangers going to the World Series in the American League. I agree. I think the Rangers, I remember I called that way back early on in the season that the Texas Rangers were the team to beat in the postseason. Kevin, break it down for us.
You did, and I have to give a hats off to that one. I didn't see Texas come out of the AL in the beginning of the season, but I don't see a team out there. I mean, they're easily handling Tampa Bay. And coming up, I think it's going to be New York against Texas in the AL championship game. And I know New York got weapons, but I'll tell you what, Texas pitching and defense has been unbelievable this year. And I just don't think New York got the answers for that. In the National League, Phillies had Reds had a chance of winning last night and made some errors, which you can't do against Philadelphia this year. You make some errors against Philadelphia, and they're going to burn you. That's just what we've done all year. You know, in Atlanta, it's tied it up. I still, in the National League Championship, I'm going for San Francisco against Philly. And then again, Philly and Texas in the World Series. You know, we got to hit on it briefly. Roy Halladay, the doc. You know, that has to be one of the, well, it's only the second time in Major League Baseball history that a pitcher has thrown a no-hitter in postseason. And I believe he's number five to be able to throw two no-hitters in the same year. So, the doc has definitely been a huge pickup for Philadelphia this year in our bullpen.
I agree, and it's going to be a fun postseason to watch. And as we get closer to the World Series, we'll certainly spend a lot more time on that. But we need to go ahead and just break down real quickly, because we did promise when we were over in the huddle that we would break down the Colts and the Chiefs. So real quickly, Pierre Cassin's back. I mean, Colley's playing some great ball. What are your thoughts on this Colts-Chiefs game, Kevin?
Well, it's good Garcon's back because Colley is hurt. So that is definitely a good thing for the Colts. Colley with Garcon out, Colley in white, and I'll tell you right now, I don't remember, and I tried to look this up this morning. Unfortunately, I apologize for not finding it. Clocking in, kicking in time, Tom. But I don't know where White came from. Do you know off the top of your head where he came from?
Who's that? Where he came from?
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be a question that we have to look up. I don't know. Colley, I know, went to Brigham Young, but I'm not sure where White came from. So if any of our listeners know, that's the trivia question. Where did White come from? What's his story? Let us know. Anybody on the chat room, you can.
Well, Dorn on the chat room says Chiefs run Colts pass Chiefs by 21. So
they're saying that we're going to win the Colts. The Colts are going to win by 21?
No, looking at this, well, it's a little confusing. Dorn, if you're listening, please retype this because I'm a little confused on this. The words are Chiefs run Colts. Pass Chiefs by 21. Chiefs run. I'm guessing Colts pass. Oh, okay. He's saying Chiefs are going to run the ball, Colts are going to pass the ball, and Chiefs are going to win by 21.
Well, that very well could happen. I mean, my prediction is 31-16, and the Colts are going to win. The Chiefs are playing some good ball, so it's really kind of hard to say that he's wrong on that situation. I mean, they are heading into the game. The Chiefs are the only undefeated team left in the league. Who would have, like we said earlier, who would have thunked it? But according to Madden, hey, now what else can you say? According to Madden, Kansas City hot streak is about to go bad. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know. And the Dorn and Brothers Mayhem, which I want to again welcome Brothers Mayhem, Dorn and DeJoker to our chat room, have said that he came from Michigan State undrafted.
There we go.
Came
Thank
from.
You. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, thank you to our listeners, and definitely, again, join us. Jordan is saying his coffee isn't working either this morning because he's correcting it. Now he's saying Colts win by 21 instead of the Chiefs. So you know what, Dorn, I agree.
So now he changes the tune. I'm with you. Come on, guys. Now when you make a prediction, stick with your gonads. Stick with them. We do appreciate all the input from all of our listeners, and certainly we've run out of time to take callers today, but we will take callers every week. The number's 213-325-3434. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com or find us on Facebook under The Balance, and we certainly appreciate all the chatters that log in and chat with Kevin. And Kevin, you do a great job of manning the chat room. I'm going to tell you what, Kevin, right now, what is going on in the world of NASCAR?
Well, the world of NASCAR is looking good. Right now we have the case going. We are on race 30. Oh, that's a good sound, Tom. I got to hear that again. That's a good sound. Boogie, boogie, boogie. That's right. We're on race 30 of 36 in Chase. Jamie McLaurie won the pole. It's not Chase front competitor, but he did win the pole. Your big Chase guys are up there. Matt Kenseth is third. You got Johnson, which is now a points leader, is an eighth. Not a Chase contender, but everybody loves Dale Jr. He starts ninth. Jeff Gordon, 17th. Ryan Newman, 14th. And our last Indiana boy, Tony Stewart, starts 22nd. Again, they're in Fontana. Going into this week's race, last week with the Chase, Denny Hamlin didn't do too well. Jimmy Johnson won the race.
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You make no sense. You know how cretinous you sound when you think that a broadcaster can affect what happens on a game? How stupid you sound? How infantile?
Sorry, Kevin. I'll keep those hecklers out.
You know, somebody just asked it, how is Danica doing? Well, Danica is not doing too well. You know, she, I'll say this, I definitely like her being in the sport. It's definitely, she's much better to look at than Jeff Gordon, so you definitely got to give her that much credit. I don't see her doing too well, though. The chase right now, the points is Johnson, Hamlin, Harvick, Edwards, Jeff Gordon, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, there's those Busch brothers again, can't stand them. Greg Biffle, Jeff Burton, Tony Stewart, Matt Kenseth, and last is Clint Boyer. Leading number 13, which is worth $1 million at the end of the year, right now is Ryan Newman by 22 points over Jamie McMurray. So as far as the 13th spot this year, it's definitely going to look good to see who places the between Newman and Jamie McMurray. So, here we go. Somebody's asking a NASCAR question. I got this one. Oh, Dorn, I'm a little confused. He put True or T. Stewart, so I'm not really there. He did put, how is Danica doing? Well, oh, laugh out loud. Oh, wait, who cares? Again, I agree. She's in it for the, she's there. We'll see what she does next year. But we'll go from there. Of course, sideline foul said once football started, who cares about NASCAR? And Dorn says you're better looking at Jeff Gordon.
I appreciate your input. That is great. Guys, we love having you on board, and I hope you'll join us again next week. Next week it'll be at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. We ran out of time. Make sure that you catch us on Facebook as well and Twitter, T Balance.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was going to say, son of a bitch, didn't you? That's all, folks.